Welcome to the sixth podcast of Your Israeli Home. It is February 18th, 2020, and this is Zalman Velvel, your Uncle Zali. The music in the background is an Israeli folk song, Hine Matov, based upon the Psalms. It speaks about how good and pleasant it is to dwell with our brothers and sisters. Another version of it was playing in the background of the previous podcast, number 5, when I spoke about my Israeli brother, Achi Yisraeli Yossi Maimon. If you remember, I ended that podcast wanting to buy a home and live in the settlement that Yossi started, called Male Levona. In order to do that, I needed to become a citizen of Israel. I discovered I could become a dual citizen of both Israel and the United States simultaneously without one affecting the other. Now, please understand, you do not have to become an Israeli citizen to buy a home in Israel unless it is in the settlements, outside the green line, Hakav HaYarok. The green line demarcates where Israel gained land after the Six-Day War. If you want to buy a home in Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, Haifa, or Beersheba, or any other city inside the green line, you do not have to be an Israeli citizen. Now, it's best to talk about the law of return now, because that's what we're discussing, the law of return, a Jew returning to Israel. David Ben-Gurion, the first prime minister of the state of Israel, asserted, "This law does not provide for the state to bestow the right to settle upon the Jew living abroad. It affirms that this right is inherent from the very fact of being a Jew. The state does not grant the right of return to Jews of the diaspora. This right preceded the state. This right to build the state, its source is to be found in the historic and never broken connection between the Jewish people and the homeland." And what he forgot to add, and God. The law of return states simply a Jew from anywhere in the world, outside of Israel, can live in Israel. You are not guaranteed citizenship, which encompasses voting rights, etc., but you are guaranteed the right to live there. And that brings up the question, well, what's a Jew? It's ironic that Israel uses the same definition that the Nazis used during the Holocaust. If any one of your grandparents are Jewish, then you are Jewish. Or, if your father or mother, or husband or wife are Jewish, then you are a Jew in the eyes of Israel. Now, this is a political definition of Judaism. It has nothing to do with observance, whether you are Reform, Conservative, or Orthodox. However, if you are a convert to Judaism, it gets a little tricky. If you converted Reformed or Conservative, you are a Jew as far as the government of Israel is concerned. If you converted Orthodox, then the government of Israel defers to the rabbinical court, and you have to follow their rules. By the way, if you renounce your Judaism, convert to another religion outside of our faith, then you may not be permitted the same rights as someone who is still Jewish. Well, that's enough for the law. If you have any questions about whether Israel would consider you Jewish and eligible for the law of return, go to a local Jewish agency center, and they will answer your questions. They are located in New York, Miami, Boston, Chicago, Philadelphia, LA, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and in Canada, in Montreal and Toronto. I went to the Aliyah Center in Miami, was interviewed by them, filled out their paperwork, and went through a background check. When we were done, they gave me a free airplane ticket to Israel, one way. I was also given an appointment at Ben-Gurion Airport to finalize my citizenship papers. Now, when I landed in Israel on December 9th, 1999, there's a lot of nines in that one, it was late at night. I was expecting a standing ovation and a party when I got off the plane. Instead, I was practically alone at the airport. I was instructed to go up to the second floor. Up there, there were empty offices. I called out Shalom about 10 times, and finally I heard Shalom back. An older man came out of one of the offices in the back and smiled at me. He took my papers, filled out some papers of his own, stamped it, and I was given a Tudat Zahut, my Israeli citizen certificate, which I carry proudly with me everywhere. I also received a number from Israel similar to a social security number. I also received a darkon, an Israeli passport. I was now a two-passport person. When we were done, I called Yossi Maiman, and he met me at the airport at midnight, looking tired. We had a ceremonial cafe afuk, and he drove me back to his house in Mali Levona. Over the next 2 weeks, Yossi was a godsend. He helped me get my Israeli driver's license, health insurance, fill out papers at the Misrat HaPanim, and visit banks to learn about getting a mortgage for the home I wanted to buy. Then he went with me for an interview with the Vod Klita, which is the governing and admittance committee for Mali Levona. I figured I was a shoo-in, because at the time, there was at least 25 vacant homes in Mali Levona that needed to be sold and occupied. Instead, they turned me down, not once, but twice, over petty things. But the third time, I was approved. I bought a home in 2002, but didn't move into it for almost a year. It had no furniture, no appliances, no heat or air conditioning. I didn't know where to buy anything or what it would cost. Finally, after a year, Yossi took me by the hand and we shopped in Jerusalem for everything I needed. I found some really good couches, by the way, which Yossi also bought for his home. Now, my appliances and furniture still look brand new after almost 20 years. Yossi's look like they've been through combat with the 20 Flintstonim jumping up and down on them. I moved into Mali Levona just in time for the second Intifada. An Intifada is a civil war between Israelis and the Palestinians. It started in 2000 when Ariel Sharon went up to the Temple Mount to pray and lasted until 2005. 1,000 Israelis and 3,200 Palestinians died during it, so it was serious business. I met Gershi in 2000 in the States, and we became real estate partners. In 2002, we went to Israel together. In the next podcast, I will introduce you to Gershi, otherwise known affectionately as Crazy Gersh, and the Intifada. Please understand, I made Aliyah in 1999. Nefesh B'Nefesh was not created until August of 2001. Now, if you contact them, they will help you in every way with your Aliyah and make the process easy. They will be like having your own personal Yossi Maiman. And I'm told now when you land in Israel with your free one-way ticket from the Jewish Agency, there will be a celebration. This is Uncle Zali. If you want to receive new podcasts as they become available, please opt in on our website, yourisraelihome.com. Leitrot and Shalom Shalom.